Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
Thank goodness it's folk. Every Friday, Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM and worldwide at www.sheffieldlive.org.
Where the does Lisa follow?
Kate Rusby there with the fairest of all the Arrow, kicking off the second hour of this week's edition of Thank Goodness It's Folk. And as well as being on a Christmas tour just now, Kate is going to be one of the headliners at Warwick Folk Festival. And Warwick Folk Festival have announced their lineup today. Amongst the headliners are Levon Dunor, Kate Rusby, Will Pound and Jem Butterworth, and a new show from Melrose, which we were just discussing a few weeks ago. So plenty of reasons to go to Warwick there on the last week of July. And I'm also Kate Rusby there. I'm going to play one of Kate's very favourite artists. I do remember a good few years ago now when Kate Rusby was presenting a Lifetime Achievement Award at the Folk Awards to Nick Jones. I remember her saying very clearly. She said, "The crying shame about Nick Jones's music is there are four albums that people that a lot of people won't have heard of." Well, I'm very glad to say that I'm finally getting to hear these albums one by one, because I won a copy of in the vinyl auction of Nick Jones's first album, Ballads and Songs, and here's a song from it. This is Reynard the Fox.
You gentlemen who take delight in hunting bold Reynard the Fox, on yonder stony common I lived and I had me dinner on the geese and ducks. I kept myself on all these fine things, not thinking soon that I should die, chased by a pack of bloody hounds, they caused me my country to fly. Throughout the wild country I rambled, living at a fine old rate, on sheep and lambs I had me dinner, and the farmers all around they did me hate. So the Lord for the King's hounds he did set, and a Jerry Ballamy swore I should die. I left three brothers all behind, that loves young lambs much better than do I. And it's down by the stony valleys I run, and the bloody dogs that they followed me made me old coat stand on end, and for to hear the bold huntsman is loud huzzah. And it's oftentimes I have been chased by the dogs that run, I don't know how. In the whole course of my life I never had such a chasing heart until now. And it's 45 miles I have run, I've run it in 3 hours space. Strength that begins all for to fail, and the dogs they got forward on me apace. And it's down by Farmer Stewart's I run, and the keeper shot me in my thigh. Curse you, huntsman, and your hounds, for this fatal wound I know that I shall die. And it's down by the stony fields where they caught him, and they caused Bowder Reynard's for to die. Lord, they wrecked him, and they tore him, and they caused his old fur jacket all to fly. And it's now Bowder Reynard's, he is dead, they'll turn to the alehouse and they'll dine. Dip his old pour in their bumper, and drink my lord's health in both ale and wine.
Where is your gentleman? You can't believe it's true. Oh. sits till the lamp grows dim, surrounds herself with the friend she loves, designs a book of rhyme for him, uses colors from the wall above.
Another chance to hear Sheila MacDonald thanking Nikki Campbell for that release and for a copy of that release, and that was Liz's song from Sheila MacDonald there. Another album I was lucky enough to bid for and win in the auction was the Albion Country Band, the rare Albion lineup. With featuring Martin Carthy and John Kirkpatrick. And from 1973, here is If I Was a Young Man.
I was a young man, I was a rover. Nothing would satisfy me but a wife. Soon as I reached the age of 20, weary was I of a single life. The very first year my wife I married, out of a company I could not stay. A voice as sweet as the lark or the linnet or the nightingale at the break of day. Now she's fairly altered her meaning, now she's fairly changed her tune. Nothing but scolding comes from the mouth of a poor man's labour's never done. Very first year, me wife I married, scarce could I get one half hour sleep. With her two knees, she rubbed my shins, cries, husband dear, put down your feet. The baby cried, she bitterly scolded, down to the door I was forced but to run. Without trousers, a wig or a waistcoat, the poor man's labour's never done. I went up to the top of the hill for to view me sheep that had all gone astray. When I came back she was lying in her bed at 12 o'clock on a winter's day. When I came back both wet and weary, weary and wet now, where could I run? She was lying in her bed, the fire up beside her. She says, young man, is the kettle on? She'll be sitting all alone. Since there's plenty young women to be had, why should I be tied to one? All young men that is to marry, though they'll grieve you evermore, phone, death come take my wife, and then my sorrows will be all.
soon be free from every trial. This form shall rest beneath the sod. I'll drop the cross of self-denial and enter.
Eliza Carthy, Norma Waterson there from the album The Gift. I was having one of those times the other day where I was choosing material for this show, and when you're on Apple Music or Spotify, sometimes it will just, you play a record and have an idea and then it'll just throw up a suggestion, and that was one of them. Eliza Carthy and Norma Waterson with Poor Wayfaring Stranger. Now let's have a listen to Chris Vrain. He had a lovely album a couple of years ago, and we're going to play the new single next week. But for now, let's hear something from Chris Vrain's older album. This is Chris Vrain. the bothy band there from the kid on the mound. From the vinyl Old Hag You Killed Me. It was the second album that they made. I think the first one with Kevin Burke, and that was The Kid on the Mountain. Another one of those vinyls that I was delighted to get hold of during the auction that we did. And now let's move on to a very, very special release, and a release that I've known has been coming for about a year, as I've been seeing pictures of it happening and being developed. And I wasn't sure what it was going to be, but I knew there was going to be something between Mary Chevin Carpenter, Julie Fowlis, and Karin Polwart. And what it is an album of all three of them together. And this is going to be a very, very special album indeed. And from it, here's the first single, Hold Everything.
Hold everything.
Kareem Polwart, Julie Fowlis, and Mary Chapin Carpenter. What a dream lineup that is! I cannot wait for the full album to come out on the 24th of January, and there is a short UK tour happening in the first week of March with tickets on sale today. Now, let's move on to Mossy Christian and Megan Wisdom, who are on at Netheredge Folk Club this coming week. And here they are, Mossy Christian, Megan Wisdom.
Young Roger Esquire come a-courting of late to a rich farmer's daughter named Beautiful Kate. And she for her fortune had £5,000 with rich rings and jewels, with rich rings and jewels and a piece of fine ground. The day being appointed and the money laid down, it was a fine fortune of £5,000. The sight of that money and the jewels beside quite tickled his fancy and dazzled his eyes. The day of the wedding dawned lovely and fair. Her father rode up on a handsome grey mare. Young Roger he swore by his curly long hair, "I'll not wed your daughter, I will not wed your daughter without that grey mare." Then up spoke her father, and thus said he, "I thought that you loved my daughter indeed, but as I do have her thus far in my care, you shall not have my daughter, you shall not have my daughter, nor yet the grey mare." So 12 months being over and a little above, young Roger Esquire met Katie, his love, saying, "Katie, loving Katie, oh, don't you know me?
Such a man of your likeness I chanced for to see.
Such a man of your likeness with the curly long hair. He once come a-courting, he once come a-courting my father's grey mare."
What's the spring breathing, jasmine and rose? What's the summer with all its gay trim? All the splendour of autumn to those who've bartered their freedom for gain. Let the love of our land, sacred rights, to the love of our people succeed. Let friendship and honor unite and flourish on both sides the Tweed. No sweetness the senses can cheat, which corruption and bribery bind. That gloom can e'er clear, for honour's the sum of the mind. Let the love of our land, sacred rights, to the love of our people succeed.
switches in lowest degree. Think them poorest who can be a slave, them richest who dares to be free. Let the love of our land sacred rights to the love of our people succeed. Let friendship and honor unite and flourish on both sides.
Dick Gock in there with Dick Gock in there with both sides of the tweed from the album Handful of Earth, another classic that I managed to get a hold of in our vinyl auction. Thank you all for coming, by the way. As we said earlier, thank you so much for everything you've donated. We managed to raise £6,000. One, thank you so much for coming. Now, let's have one of James's choices that he's chosen for this half. This is Alison Russell and The Returner.
Now I let go everything that I've known. Let it go out, let it roll out with the tide. I can't think of a thing that hasn't been shot through with pain, like a nightingale sung in the dead of the night. Goodbye, so long, farewell, all I'll be. Watch him wither, watch him scatter with the wind. I can't think of a thing that hasn't been born of a dream, like a love supreme, like a circle unbroken. Goodbye, so long, farewell. I'm a real life.
Cordelia's dad there with the Broomfield Hill, and that was one of James's there. So let's stay in America for the time being, and we'll go from one of the tunes from the new Gillian Welch album, which is called Woodland, and from it this is Train and Empty Sky.
Plugging away.
Gillian Welson, Dave Rawlins there from their latest album, Woodland, and that was Empty Trainload of Sky. And thank you very much for listening today. Thank you to Janice and John for popping in for the first half. Thank you to James for helping with the first half. And thank you all for listening. And again, thank you for your support all weekend. Last weekend, it was wonderful to see you all and wonderful to celebrate. Let's have a track now from one of the people. Let's finish off the show with one of the duos that's headlining Warwick Folk Festival this year. And this is Will Pound and Jem Butterworth. And we'll see you next week, folks. Look after one another. We'll see you next week. Thank you.